on 0714259577. Good evening, Nelson. My name is Nelson from Social Nguve. Can you please ask the MEC when Social Nguve is going to have its own hospital? All right, so MEC, there's a need for more hospitals in different communities, and there is a comment there. And maybe lastly, this one. MEC, I would like to know, when are we going to build a proper big clinic at Zone 14 in Sebokeng? And that one is coming through from Buseletso. So Buseletso is also requesting a bigger clinic in Zone 14 in Sebokeng. Raleboga, continuously send yours on our WhatsApp line 071-425-9577. We'll try by all means to make sure that we go through all of the comments and questions, and for MEC also to respond to that. Because I also want the MEC to respond to, but I suppose to also give us a number, MEC, if we can, where or maybe the process to follow if some of our healthcare workers, right, nurses, doctors, or whoever may actually be working at different hospitals in Gauteng province, feel like their rights are actually being tampered with. I'm talking about those who feel like even now under COVID-19, they are not really, or their health is not really taken seriously, their health, because they need to go back home to their families. And I got a comment and a question a couple of days ago from one of those who works for one of the hospitals in Gauteng province, and I won't mention that hospital, but they were not happy about the measures put in place, more especially to keep the staff members safe across the different Gauteng hospitals. MEC?
No, thank you so much. I think when you touch the issue of the safety of the healthcare workers, yes, it's a very important and a serious matter, which is something that we can't compromise. I think the basic provision of PPE, you know, the clothes that they use or the equipment that they use to protect themselves, is quite important. And one of the important aspect about it is just the training on how the utilization, proper utilization and appropriate utilization. And we also had given a bit of freedom for them to be able to play around, or maybe let me not use the play, but just to innovate on how they can really better use some of the PPE that is there. You know, the issue of visors, which are the field, shields, face shields that people use. Mm-hmm. In other aspects, you know, the World Health Organization, there are people that are not supposed to actually have them, but we actually allow it because we also want to continuously give assurance,
yes,
and protect our healthcare workers. But our healthcare workers also, in terms of PPE, we do have a hotline where they can be able to get in touch with us. I think before we leave, we'll actually share it with you, which is a hotline that everyone who feels that they are not adequately covered with PPE, they can call at any time. And then when there is a shortage, we'll be able to replace that on real time. And it's something that we are actually making sure that, you know, it's provided. And in terms of jobs, you know, we have an e-portal that we have launched sometime in April this year, where currently we are sitting with over 8,000 applications, which we will be using to appoint by the end of this month, and continuously in July as we prepare for the highest numbers of infections in Gauteng. The website is just healthjobs.co.za, and you can be able to put up and apply for any other type of category of jobs there. And we also have had met with different associations where we have basic agreement with them on how we are going to utilize independent GPs, general practitioners, and also contract them to assist us with the COVID programs, and also assist with schools. The issue of the number that we're speaking about is 066-494-6192. So this is a number that any healthcare worker,
yes,
outside their managers, outside their supervisors, can contact us and tell us about the state of PPE or the shortage of PPE or any other matter, you know, as it relates to their safety. And it's a number that is 24-hour actually run, and it's something that is one of the things that we give power to our healthcare workers to be able to do this.
And of course, I'm hoping that our colleagues across different radio stations in Gauteng province will of course keep and save that number and give it to different listeners in Gauteng province. A commenter coming through from Adolf Mokonyama, listening to the station, go Cosmo FM 90.0. Thank you so much in Cosmo City for joining us. Evening to you, MEC Bandile, Dr. Bandile. Great work to the MEC there. With the arrival of COVID-19 in the country, other healthcare services were put on hold so that resources were available to fight the pandemic. This has now left so many chronic patients struggling to access their medication. How is the department making sure, MEC, that patients who collect medication are not short of their medications? And those who are not collecting their medication, what methods are you using to trace them? Now, out of the 55.7 billion rand as well, MEC, how much has been allocated for COVID-19? That is a second question there. And lastly, I'm in Cosmo City now. We don't have a hospital. When will the Department of Health build us a proper clinic, or at least a hospital, as it was promised? That is Adolf Mokonyama listening to the station, Mokosmo FM 90.0. Thank you so much, Alaboha, for that one. Maybe, MEC, if you can respond to that one. And I mean, Adolf is actually raising quite a very important issue. A couple of days ago, I actually saw one of the media, or the one of the statements that you issued from your office, MEC, calling on people who they collect their ARVs to make sure that even under COVID-19, they don't actually miss out on doing that. And others, of course, not only HIV, but also those who are collecting their TB medication, to make sure that they do get their treatment on time. They don't compromise on that.
Yeah, I think what the COVID pandemic has done for us, it has just created the agency, you know, for us to make these things to be implemented faster. You know, we have the chronic, the central chronic medication dispensing system, where people can be able to get their medication from their local actual pharmacies, actual pharmacist, and also for their medicine to be delivered actually to them by community health care workers. So what has happened is that it's something that we need to increase and enroll more people into that program, so that we don't get a lot of people coming into the facilities just to get their medication, but they can get their medication at their comfort of their houses or closer to their actually to their homes. And one of the discussions we had with GPs was also to say that we can also utilize their practices for as point of actually collection. Mm-hmm. And we are using the experience now that we have developed on COVID tracing, you know, to make sure that we can be able to improve and trace our HIV and TB actually patients. We always had a problem as Gauteng, because most of the people that Gauteng is known to be a very mobile, highly mobile individuals and in our province. So when people get diagnosed and they go back to their original provinces where they come from, they get lost to follow up. Hence, we have been struggling. But I think the COVID-19 lockdown and measures have actually increased that particular thing. We did visit Cosmo City. Mm-hmm. It is in our space. We even know now the piece of land that has been suggested that we can put a permanent facility. Currently, Cosmo City has got one small temporary clinic, which we need to make a particular difference. And maybe just to cover the issue of infrastructure, We have committed that we're going to build 6 new hospitals. When I say new, meaning that from scratch, yes. and Soshanguve and is one of them. One of the things that have been a big problem is the issue of funding this actually projects. You know, when you build from your pocket, usually it takes longer. But when you're able to build whilst you have a facility like a bank loan, it's much cheaper. So we are looking at those type of funding models, which will make it easier for us to put up a whole lot of new facilities at a short space of time, and then we pay over a period of time as government. And Soshanguve is definitely going to have a hospital. The land has been actually seen. The diagrams have been done. So we are almost ready actually to do the same with Jubilee, do the same with Davitton, and do the same with Captain Park. You know, and we are going to reopen a Hillbrow clinic. So in a broader sense, so we are committed that beyond what we are working on currently, we want to have new infrastructure in areas where they've been not serviced in that. And the area of Cosmo and Deep Slot is an area of great concern.
Sure, and we see a couple of your comments are coming through here, like ARA. Hi, MEC, thanks so much for recognizing the community health care workers. Big ups, you are true leadership. That is a comment there. Another one, good evening. Please ask the MEC when the clinic in Claremont can be operational. That is a comment from Margaret. So Claremont is not far from here, MEC, and I can imagine that is where now you need to also communicate with, rather you need to be sharing this information also in collaboration with the city of Johannesburg.
Yeah, I think the Claremont one, we are very close in opening it. Mm-hmm. I think with the city of Johannesburg, we have been working on Claremont and the other one in Innerdale, and the other one, the first one that we have done was the one in Ivory Park. So we're very close in opening Claremont. It will help us to alleviate the pressure from Rahima Musa, which is one of our facilities around here. But this, it's in our radar. You know, we're just interrupted by actually COVID-19, and the Honorable member, the leader of the ACDP, who's from around here. Yes.
Bishop D.K. Adams here.
Yes, he has been always raising it, and I did make an undertaking to him and his constituency that it will be open in due time.
Thank you so much. A couple of your views came through. MEC, you have your province, Gauteng province, is quite a bigger one. So many comments coming through there, and unfortunately, so we are slowly but surely running out of time. This one, Ke Obama Mahakwe, or asking the clinic Yako Sicelo, right, in Midvale municipality, and asking that our clinic has been, well, our clinic was burned down rather, and just today the one in Meyerton CBD is also now closed. Is there any special arrangement done for our nearby community in terms of health issues? And I think as you are answering that one, you can also quickly deal with this one. So Shanguve Community Healthcare in the Labour Ward, right? How do you, maybe it is about maintaining social distancing there, not only for patients, but also, I suppose, for healthcare workers in that particular facility. And another one coming through, MEC, any plans for Kalafong Hospital that is in Kalafong? That is George Matlakala from Attridgeville listening via Peli FM. Thank you so much, Peli FM, for also being part of this particular broadcast. So any plans for Kalafong Hospital in this financial year? That is what George Matlakala is asking the MEC.
Yes, there is a plan for, there are projects that we have called OHS projects, and Kalafong and many other hospitals will actually get those refurbishments that deals with occupational health and safety in those facilities. And I think Kalafong is also going to get a redo of their casualty actually section and their main entrance in terms of their reception area leading to the casualty. And they've also had a new ward that they've opened recently, which, so there's a lot of things. It might not happen all in once, but there are work that is done in that area. And I think we'll have to find out the issues relating to the Midvale.
Yes.
I wouldn't be aware of what is happening in that space, but we will look at it and maybe come back and give some form of a report.
All right,
on it.
Thank you so much for this one that came through. Also just congratulating you, MEC, on the great work that you have done. So we appreciate you for that one. Another one coming through, just in terms of COVID-19 patients. MEC, apparently we have some hospitals that actually they don't want to reveal when perhaps a couple of staff members have tested positive for COVID-19. They don't want to make this information public. That is a comment and a question that is coming through there. Why is it that when people have tested positive at different facilities, perhaps hospitals in Gauteng province don't want to make it known to the general public?
Yeah, I think firstly it will be illegal for us to conceal any information that relates to infection, because we are dealing with a notifiable actually disease. But I think second to it is that we also don't want to create
panic
and also create stigma, because that's what will normally happen. And we know from experience that when people confirm and do all these things about COVID, they start to be prejudiced and actually discriminated against, even patients themselves, you know, in our facility. So it's a work that we need to do as the department, just to educate the public and also the public to understand that it might not be something that is newsworthy to talk about an infected individual, but it is more important for us to do more work in terms of prevention of and doing preventions and putting up the measures that needs to be done, of hand sanitizing, wearing cloth masks when you're in public and all that. So it's an important thing, but we are just afraid of a whole lot of trial stigma. But it's illegal anyway, you know, we can't conceal that information. You know, it's out there and it should be known, but we just have to avoid and try and manage the issue of stigma.
Yes, MC, unfortunately, so we are running out of time. We have actually run out of time. So we just want to say thank you for all the comments that came through, like this one also saying that, just want to say thank you to our beloved MC Bandile for what he has done for our community healthcare workers. That is from Kagiso, one of the community healthcare workers. So thank you so much, Kagiso, for that. And another one, lastly, MC, if we can just quickly deal with this one. Since most of the clinics are fall under the municipality, does the MEC know why is the clinic in Alex at 4th Avenue Women's Hostel not opened after so many months of completion? And we actually worry that we may be spending money, MEC, here on infrastructure, only for this infrastructure to be standing there in the white elephants. So we basically are spending money and this infrastructures are not operational. So it is also, I suppose, a waste, so to say, because unfortunately, so we know that the issue here, this building's being broken into, is the biggest issue we know. And when do you know about this particular one, or maybe many others that I suppose have been completed but not open as yet? Because you mentioned Claremont Clinic earlier, and that one you can confirm that it is going to open soon.
Yes, that one we can confirm, and I think in working with the city of Johannesburg, we will be able to actually to do that. And it's important that we also have to talk about our patient engagement app, which helps people to locate a whole lot of our facilities, called Impilo app. It's downloadable in all smartphones, and it helps us to manage grievances, manage grievances and manages complaints, and also manages a whole lot of things, including it has a function of a public being able to call on an ambulance or EMS service, and also now doing self-screening and self-referral for corona-related ailments. So it's one of the good ways on how we can be able to improve our engagement beyond just us coming to the media and talking in these platforms, which we quite appreciate. But also the Mpilo app would be quite a good way of how we can communicate.
Let me see. I know that I'm already in trouble with my colleagues on different community radio stations. So I think let's leave it here. Maybe just lastly from your side, MEC, as you also speak about COVID-19 pandemic, just to remind our listeners that, yes, this pandemic is here. And earlier today we heard about our local police station, Sofiaton Police Station, having to be also temporarily closed rather, as a result of five police officials who tested positive for COVID-19. Last week it was one of our local primary schools. So just to remind our listeners in Gauteng, MEC, that COVID-19 is here, and we just happen to be, as the city of Johannesburg, we happen to be also the epicenter, I suppose, in Gauteng province.
Yeah, I think just by the sheer numbers of the people in Johannesburg, you know, the infections will be higher in Johannesburg. And I think it's important that we all know that we just have to take part in interrupting the spread and also slowing down the rate of infections, because we just need to make sure that those who require assistance at a particular time, when I say assistance, hospitalization, they should be having beds available. So we need to play our role, play our part as citizens of Gauteng to interrupt the spread and also slow down the rate of transmission. And I think we just have to keep the golden rules of good hand hygiene, cough etiquette, wear your face cloth mask when you're in public, social distancing, avoid overcrowded places, and also go out to those places where it's really necessary, you know. So we need to try and take care of ourselves, and we can also play our role and play our part in just interrupting the spread.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we have to leave it here. Thank you to Hope FM, Lekwa FM, CDBN FM, EK FM, VUT FM, VCR FM. Thank you also to Cosmo FM, Peli FM. Thank you so much. And other community radio stations that I may not have mentioned. We do apologize, but we have to leave it here. MEC, as always, we appreciate you. And good luck, because you definitely are going to need it. There's a comment coming through here. Yare, please visit Kopanong FM. Rather Kopanong, not Kopanong FM, but Kopanong Hospital. And I'm not sure how many comments you have actually heard in relation to Kopanong. So definitely, MEC, that should also be one of your visits in the near future.
I was there this morning.
This morning. Okay. Yeah. All right. So the MEC was there. No. MEC, Arit
Lohelo. Thank you so much. Thank you all.
We thank all community radio stations that carried this broadcast. Unfortunately, so we have gone over time. We do apologize to our colleagues on different community radio stations. I understand there. Let's leave it here. Nakali Naki, James Yadelo. Up until tomorrow on 97.2 FM. Stay tuned and please.